Alrighty, so tonight we're going to discuss the question of Erev Shabbos Chanukah. We have two mitzvos, two things to do, let's say, on Erev Shabbos, and that is one, to daven mincha, and the second one is to light ner Chanukah. And the question is it better to light ner Chanukah first and then daven mincha, or to daven mincha and then light ner Chanukah? Especially with running to shul to try to daven mincha with a minyan, how do we kind of balance these two things? So Rav Avadja, again, this is in a tshuva, Rav Avadja in his Yechavidas, Chelek Aleph Simen, Ayin Dalas, he says the following. He quotes the Orchos Chaim and the Kobo, who say that during the week, the minog, as we know it, is to light in shul in between Mincha Mariv. Right? So we light throughout Yontif, throughout Chanukah, after Mincha, before Mariv, but when it comes to Mincha and Erev Shabbos, the standard minog is to light before Mincha. And this is the opinion of the Avu Draham and the Marshal and a few others. So Rav Avadja notes that presumably the reason we do this is because Erev Shabbos, it's always dangerous. It's cutting it close, and we're afraid that if we waited until after Mincha, it could reach Bein HaShemashos. And we're afraid already Bein HaShemashos is this in-between time. Maybe it's day, maybe it's night. We're machmir, we don't want to do that. So to avoid this whole issue, we light before davening Mincha, and this would apply to how we light at home. Meaning we light at home before coming to shul for Mincha Mariv. It's not just in shul Erev Shabbos, but it's in our homes as well. We light at home and then come to shul to daven. The Ramah in his Darkei Moshe, and that's his Ha'aros on the Torah, not in his glosses on Shulchan Aruch, that's the Ramah as we know it, the Haggah. He also has the Darkei Moshe, which is written on the Torah Beis Yosef. The Ramah disagrees and says we should really be lighting even on Erev Shabbos after Mincha, but he'd still be of the opinion that one should be lighting their own candles before they go to shul on Erev Shabbos. Meaning, in shul, he says you keep it. Keep lighting after Mincha. But for us, meaning as an individual level, when we light in our own homes, we should really be lighting before we come to shul to daven Mincha. Why is that problematic? So the Prima Gadim points out that one should really daven Mincha early, or daven Mincha, and then light candles, and then go to shul for Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. And why is it? Why does he say that? Because this whole problem of the Ramah and others ends up being something called a tarte desasre. What's a tarte desasre? So literally it means tarte is two, desasre that contradict one another. This concept of tarte desasre is something that we might be familiar with regards to Shabbos, when it comes to making Shabbos or early Shabbos throughout the summer months. What happens? So the Ramah tells us in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis that if one wants to accept Shabbos from Plaga Mincha, it's okay. Plaga Mincha, let's say, is about an hour and a quarter before nightfall. So what's the significance of Plaga Mincha, though? So there's a Gemara in Brochos and Dav Chaf Vav that tells us, or notes a Machlokes, as to when it's okay to daven Mincha in Maariv. The Rabbanan hold that you can daven Mincha up until Shkia, and then you can start to daven Maariv after Shkia. That's the Rabbanan. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says you can begin davening Maariv any time after Plaga Mincha. So the Rabbanan say Mincha, again, just to be clear, the Rabbanan say Mincha is any time during the day, while Rabbi Yehuda says Mincha follows the Karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tfilos are going to be, the Zmanim of the Tfilos are patterned after the Karbanos. So the Gemara says you can do either one you want. It's a very funny maskan, it's a very funny conclusion of the Gemara. Whichever one is fine. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can start Shabbos after Plag. Again, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that once you finish Plag, you can already begin to daven Maariv. You can start Shabbos after Plag and Mincha. So how does this kind of impact Tefillah? So the Mishnah Berurah comments, and later on, I think this is in Siman Reish Samach Zayin, Sukkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that if you make Shabbos at Plag, you can daven Maariv after Plag, even though it's before Shkia. Why? Because we know there's a mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos, to add on to Shabbos, and you can rely on those, i.e. Rabbi Yehuda, who say that after Plaga Mincha, it's already the nighttime. The problem is as follows. You can't mix and match. Meaning like this, Chevra. If you daven Maariv before Shkia, but after Plag, you have to make sure that you daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha. Meaning again, you have this Plaga Mincha time, which is an hour and a quarter before nightfall. And it's this in-between time. It's a little bit ambiguous because you have Rabbi Yehuda who holds that after Plaga Mincha, you can begin to daven Maariv. So if you want to say like Rabbi Yehuda, and you accept Shabbos early in the summer, so it's very nice. You're davening Maariv. You're being Mekabel Shabbos after Plag, but before Shkia. But what do you need to do? You need to make sure you daven mincha before plaga mincha. Why? Because if you daven mincha and maariv in the same, let's say, call it a time period or time zone, so then that's a tarte desasre. How can you be davening mincha when you're also davening maariv? Is it daytime or is it nighttime? Everybody with me on that? So that's where the concept of a tarte desasre comes into play. And says the Prima Gadlam, this is going to be operative also. This is going to be equally problematic when it comes to Ner Chanukah and Erev Shabbos. If you light your Ner Chanukah and then go daven maariv, how can it be? We know we light Ner Chanukah at night. Not only that, he continues, not just at night, but it's specifically, we know Tefillah corresponds to the Karbanos, like we just said, the Gemara tells us in Dav Chavav in Maseches Brachos. But we know the Neros of Chanukah, like we've mentioned in the past, are there to commemorate the Neros and the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, Ravaji notes, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Tesam and Alf tells us, that the menorah, the Hadlakas HaNeros in the Beis HaMikdash, always occurred after we brought the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, which we know corresponds to Mincha. So if that's the case, it doesn't make any sense, says the Prima Gadim, to light our Ner Chanukah before Mincha. And he quotes, Ravaji also quotes the Berki Yosef and others who say that this is the case. And therefore, one should really, what, daven mincha before lighting Ner Chanukah, even on an Erev Shabbos, according to the Prima Gadim, the Berki Yosef, and a few others. And, although they don't say this beferish, it would seem that they go as far as to say that one should daven mincha b'yechidus, meaning daven on your own, in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, and then light your candles, and then go to shul for Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. However, the Shlach HaKadosh, the El Yerab, and others say that really you should light candles at home, and then go to shul to daven b'tzibur. Even though, says Rav Avadya, that it's proper to daven mincha and then light Ner Chanukah, the common minhag, the minhag olam, if you look around, most people light candles and then go to shul to daven betzibur, and that's kind of like the minhag. So Rav Avadya says like this, l'maskana, l'maskana, to wrap up the quick Dvar Halacha, the story is like this. Ideally, says Rav Avadya, if you can, if you have a minyan for early mincha, that is 100% the ideal, that's the best way to do it. To have a mincha with a minyan, then you can light Ner Chanukah, and then you can go to shul for Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. However, follow the minhag olam, follow what everyone generally does. Don't daven b'yechidus, but rather light Ner Chanukah, and then go to shul to daven b'tzibur or daven mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. And I'll just end with one thing. Rav Avadya has a very beautiful tefillah that he ends his tshuva with. He says, "Vashem yisparach yasi imanu nisim v'niflos k'shem she'asa l'avosinu b'yamim ahim b'azman hazeh." Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should perform miracles for us, just like He did for our forefathers. V'nizked lahadik ner hamaracha b'vias Mashiach tzidkinu b'binyan beis mikdashenu. And we should be zocha to light the neros in the beis mikdash with Mashiach, kemosha ramzu ha'mefarshim, just like the Mefarshim explained, points out Rav Avadya, Mashiach, Mem Shin Yurches is Rashi Tevos Malikin Shmonas Yimei Chanukah. Again, Mashiach is Rashi Tevos Malikin Shmonas Yimei Chanukah. It should be B'schus, our Halakas Neros, that we see the coming of Mashiach. Tzidkenu B'mehirav Yameinu. Amen.